from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spit on, like, all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
So how about that World Cup, guys?
How about it, Mark?
A lot of action. A lot of hot
action. We're in the action right now, recording live in the Land Grant Kickstarter room. Those of you out there watching soccer right now, cheers.
Was that the start of it? Are we recording now?
We're live.
Oh, but it's live?
We got Dan live in the tap room.
Yeah.
Walt Keys, yep. Also watching the soccer.
I have my back turn to everyone else we're recording with to watch the last 9 minutes of this England-Croatia match.
Rude gestures around towards Walt. Turns his back.
I think it's just because I have this spot. If I had got here earlier, I would have your spots and be looking at the TV. Well,
that's why I was the first one here.
Yeah.
I got the best seat to view the TV.
Yeah. It's good thinking. Also, we got Adam over here watching football, right?
Football.
Football.
Association and soccer.
And I'm Mark, also watching some football this week. We're going to talk a little bit about Pale Blue Sky. This is the second time we've brewed this beer. It's a little bit different this year, but still on the same theme. Easy drinking, balanced, nutty, and blueberry, of course. It's our blueberry pale ale with mosaic hops. Suggested pairings this week for tacos. Shrimp tacos with blueberry corn salsa, which sounds pretty good. And Dan has begun lending some credibility to these. I see in the notes. Just so we're not making these up.
Dan, making up tacos.
Dan, tell us a little bit about your sources here.
Driscoll's, I believe, the largest purveyor of berries in the country, providing the shrimp tacos with blueberry corn salsa recipe. Also, we've got Wild Blueberry Chicken Chili, courtesy of wildblueberries.com.
Ah. Any relation to Patrick Driscoll's?
Spelled that can neither be confirmed nor denied.
Oh, we'll have to check that out. Well, has Patrick left yet?
Yeah, if it's spelled differently, they're probably not related.
Yeah, Patrick's has a K and Driscoll's has a C.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
So there was also a funky wild blueberry and bear chili I found courtesy of Field & Stream. I thought that was a little too hardcore for our listeners.
Not many bears in these parts.
No. Blueberries for sale.
It's really hard to source bear at the last minute for dinner parties and such.
Yeah.
So coming up, we've got Athens Beer Week this week, actually starts on the 13th, goes through the 21st. Our beers will be pouring at the CI, Ohio University Inn, and Tony's throughout the week. You can check their .com and a pretty good time.
Their .com?
Their
what if they have a .net?
It is a .com. I was on there earlier.
Well, what is it? We could just tell them their website.
AthensBeerWeek.com.
Okay. Is it Ohio Brew Week? OhioBrewWeek.com.
There you go. Saved you a Google.
In Athens, Ohio.
In Athens, Ohio. We've gone down for this, 3 years running and always a good time?
This will be the fourth year. Mm-hmm. Last call will be next Saturday, the 21st.
Yeah, last call, if you don't know, is the last call on that event, and it's a big street festival. Walt, Adam, and I were there last year, and I think Walt's favorite of the day was an outstanding Rage Against the Machine cover band.
That was actually 2 years ago when the Rage cover band played.
Seems like just yesterday.
Yeah.
They might have been back.
Just yesterday.
All the anger.
That's what they had in mind when they started Rage Against the Machine, is that someone will just copy all this.
I have to admit the amount of rage was a little less ragey.
Did the lead singer at least have dreads?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely.
Refund.
Yeah. I think he had a golf shirt.
Yeah. It's always fun. It's always super hot.
Collar pop.
But yeah, go check that out.
What else we got coming up, Walt?
The World Cup final coming up Sunday.
Sunday
Don't
afternoon.
Miss that. It's going to be France Sunday. Versus the ongoing match, Croatia, England, whoever wins this
one. Let's try this. It's going to be France versus Croatia.
Is that the prediction?
Oh, that was close. Yeah, that game's at 11 a.m. We'll be open. Mm-hmm. Ray Rays will be open at that time as well. So come on down.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun watching the matches down here at the tap room. Got a good spirited crowd out here today, and we've had quite a few throughout the tournament. Shout out to the Croatian fans. They've showed up for most of the games, except for today. I guess they all had to work, or maybe they went back to Croatia to watch with Bama.
Itches, as I refer to them.
We haven't really announced this yet, but Tuesday, July 24th, we're going to be doing a ice cream and beer pairing with our friends at Jenny's.
Ooh.
You can come down here. You can get a flight of beer and a flight of ice cream and a sort of guided tasting plan for those beers. We did this last year. It was awesome. The brewers picked out some amazing pairings, and we just tasted a bunch last week and did the same thing. We've got some really good things picked. So keep an eye on our Facebook event page for all the details on that, as well as those pairings. We'll put them up, so if for whatever reason you can't make it down here, you could pick up some six-packs and some pints of ice cream at the grocery store and do it yourself. But it'll be a lot of fun to do it down here. Put that on your calendar. Tuesday, July 24th, 4 to 9 p.m., a flight of beer and ice cream will run you $20. But that's a pretty good deal, if you ask me.
Can't go wrong. Talking about fruited pale ales right now, right, Dan?
Yeah, we're going to try. So this is a specialty style under the BJCP. Fruit beer. Basically, you can use whatever base you would like. Ours is an American pale ale, typically 4.5, 6.2% ABV, 30 to 50 IBUs. In terms of how the style is classified, you just want something that is balanced with the underlying style and brings out the character in it. So in our case, Mosaic, which I think I heard on one of my podcasts, I think we'll say the Sunday session, they mentioned they get blueberry out of Mosaic. I'd never thought about that, but that's absolutely true, and thought that it'd be cool to do a blueberry Mosaic beer. Yeah, this originally started, the idea anyway, started out as a homebrew project I had. I had a big batch of blonde sour that wasn't very complex. It was basically just ripping sour. I had this idea from a podcast I had heard of the blueberry element of Mosaic, so I just dumped a bunch of pure blueberry juice and Mosaic dry hop in it and threw it together, and it was delicious. Sort of punted that idea around here, and some people thought it was a good idea. I thought it was noteworthy that the BJCP mentions that some fruits, like strawberries and blueberries, are more subtle than others, and that the color of the fruit is not necessarily reflective of the color of the beer with the fruit in it. So I think we had people last year that both said they could not taste the blueberry because it is a faint fruit, and also the color was not exactly evocative of the fruit that was in it. So we'll get to that a little bit later, but there is definitely more of a fruit presence to this year.
Yeah.
In terms of balance, fruit, because it is so fermentable, just about 100%, tends to, and because there's a lot of water in it, I think blueberries are pretty much, I think it's like 92% water. They tend to dry out the beer. We tried to add a little bit more body back into this year, so it wasn't thin. And you do tend to get some tannins from the skin. So seasonality, you can pretty much find these year-round now. Food pairings, whatever. Whatever that basically the fruit that goes with it, that probably would go well with the fruit. Commercial examples, Bell's Cherry Stout, Dogfish Apra Hop, Founders Rubius, Ballast Point Grapefruit Sculpin. So you see all across the board there. You've got stouts, IPAs, a little bit of everything. What inspired us to make this in the first place is it was 3-4 years ago that Grapefruit Sculpin came out, and they started, used to be sort of a one-off specialty at their tap room, and then it got wider distribution, and then they actually started packaging it. And I think I was in New York at the time. You just start seeing it everywhere. And shortly thereafter, I think just about everyone and their brother was doing some type of citrus IPA, which I thought was cool, but seeing all of them around, we wanted to do something hoppy, but using a different type of fruit. Locally, examples of this, North High does their grapefruit walleye. I know I've been crushing a few of those, particularly during the heat of the summer.
Good beer. Shout out to North High.
Yeah, that's really nice beer. Sideswipe, I think they do a grapefruit version of their Pixelated Sun. Other than that, can't really think of too many mainstream local examples, but they're out there. Pale Blue Sky rocks in at 5% ABV, 42 IBUs. Got a little bit of Bravo for bittering, and everything else is Mosaic. Pale Ale Malts, Gold Pills, oat flakes, and honey malts.
Even last year when it was more subtle on the fruit, I kind of liked that it was an intent to tease out those flavors from the mosaic hop and also complement them with some actual blueberries. So I think the genius behind it was pretty good. Dan, kudos to you. And then, and we were talking about this yesterday, the use of honey malt kind of also helps bring some berry notes. Yeah. So I think a good use on the malt bill.
Yeah, you get a sort of a low berry thing from honey malt, sort of a crunch berry, which smells amazing when we're mashing it in. But yeah, we were sort of going for a sort of a nutty pie crust malt bill to give you that sort of sensation along with the fruit. I don't know, I think this is even better than it was a week ago. I feel like the tannins were still a little prickly when we mm-hmm. first packaged it, but it's rounded out nicely, and this is it's a nice summer crusher.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a drinker. I'd probably go three and a half, I think, maybe.
Yes, I said four.
Crusher.
Mm-hmm.
Four,
I think, crusher. I've actually done four.
I'd give it four.
I'm going to go four because I wouldn't just let that half beer sit there.
Yeah, I think it's four. It's definitely a very refreshing beer from all that blueberry. This is one I know that we tweaked with on the pilot system, so you might have had it. It was on tap here before we did officially tap it last week from the pilot batch, and so I think this is a real good example of what we can do. We use the new fruit, the new dry hop rocket
machine. We're working on a name for it, but I think alternatively, like the hop rocket, the hop doser, the hop pump mm-hmm. thing. Basically, we throw the fruit in a big conical vessel and shoot it into the tank, which is a vast improvement over climbing up on top of a 30-foot ladder and dumping it in the top of the tank and then hoping it sort of recirculates.
You can break a lot less bones falling from the floor than a ladder.
True story, sir.
That's true. That is a shout-out to the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation, actually. We received a safety grant that helped fund that hop thing, hop device.
Safety and ergonomic improvement here at the brewery. So
I believe Chris has nominated Hop Tilda as the official name.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I don't know if we've taken a vote on it, though. Welcome suggestions from the listeners, though.
Yeah,
yeah, so we this does have twice as much fruit as last year. And we dialed back the supporting hops. There used to be some Chinook and Centennial in there as well. We sort of felt like it got in the way of the mosaic and the fruit. So the balance is a little bit closer to the fruit and a little less hop this year, but it's still, again, it's identifiable as a pale ale, certainly.
And where'd the name come from?
This is one where the beer and the style came first. We're kicking around some ideas. There was a little bit of Wilco inspiration here. They've got their album and song Sky Blue Sky. So I played around with the idea of calling it that, but eventually backed off of that, and the name Pale Blue Sky kind of came together. I mean, really, from the blue and the blueberries, the pale and pale ale, and I mean, the time of the year, I mean, that's what you think of when you think of summer. And the can art, I really took some inspiration from Mosaic, though it's pretty subtle, but if you look in there and the blue on the Pale Blue Sky can, you'll see like a tessellated pattern with various shades of blue, which is, I pulled that from the, you know, the name Mosaic for the hop, pulled the inspiration for that artwork from that. I think it describes and, you know, puts a feeling behind the beer that you know, it's a beer you want to drink on a hot summer day. And
yeah. We have talked a lot about the weather on the podcast. We have been having beautiful weather here. So as someone who was very negative about the weather when the Beers with the Brewers podcast started up, I've been very pleased with the weather. I'm never going to complain about it being too hot because I will prefer the heat over the cold. Beautiful weather this past weekend for the beer garden. A lot of folks out there. So
yeah, and that's your land grant weather report.
Low wind.
Meteorologist Adam.
Just a little bit of movement in the wind.
A little bit of wind. Yeah,
that kind of helps out on a warm
day.
Yeah,
it helps. This time of year, wind's good.
Humidity was down this weekend, which was great.
Oh yeah.
Jet stream.
Yep.
Just thought I'd throw that in there. We can throw some other weather words if you like. Yeah, so appearance, definitely closer to a blueberry color this year. I was thinking plum juice. It's not quite opaque, but definitely you get some cloudiness from it. Aroma, I think just like sort of blueberry Pop-Tarts is what I get. Not quite that sweetness, but yeah. Flavor, you get that blueberry up front, sort of a biscuity, toasty, malt mid palate, and then you get the resins and the tannins on the finish.
Blueberry Pop-Tart, I think, that's a good analogy for what's going on. Because you do hit that biscuity flavor.
It's like without all the super over sweetness of a Pop-Tart.
No, it's the un-iced version.
Yeah. The kind my mom would buy. We'd all be like, why did you buy these, Mom? They're missing the best part.
Anyway.
Hey,
un-iced Pop-Tarts, not that good.
No, a little dry.
Little known fact, you can order Pop-Tarts on our Behind the Bar taproom menu.
I'm surprised we didn't go for the pale blue sky with the Pop-Tart garnish. That would
we
have
could
been
do
classy.
A beer and Pop-Tart tasting event here once we get past this Jenny's one. That could be the next big thing.
Not the worst idea.
But on the food front, I think this is a nice quencher with the fruit and with the sort of malt balance of it. It's nice with something spicy. Plenty of options from Ray Ray's that fit under that description.
Here we go, the ribs with the habanero sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good show.
I like the habanero sauce. Also good for dipping your vegetarian french fries in.
Whoa. Good idea.
Yeah.
Cheese pizzas and whatnot.
Yeah. Habanero is a vegetable, so you're good there.
This is available in cans, so if you do want to eat it at home with cheese pizza for you vegetarians out there.
Or blueberry Pop-Tart.
So, yeah. Mark highly recommends that.
Yeah, for you vegetarians out there, I had one last night in a can with a cheese pizza. Hey, Walt, I like this beer very much.
Yeah, it certainly seems like it here that maybe this podcast had a serious, less goofy tone than normal. Unfortunately, Landgren and our extended family had a tough week last week. We got some tragic news at the end of the week that one of our coworkers and brothers and friends, Nick Heidel, passed away. We've all just been rallying around one another and embracing each other and trying to come together as a family. And Nick was always a positive presence here in the tap room. You may have heard him from time to time chime in on the podcast. We'd always ask him, "Hey, Nick, what'd you think of the beer?" And without hesitation, I like the beer very much. So just wanted to send our best out to Nick's friends and family and everyone he has touched over the years. And he'll be missed here in Columbus. And
We're gonna miss Nick a lot, and hey, we like this beer very much. Cheers, guys, and cheers to Nick.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We miss you.
Everybody have a great week. See you around the tap room, and that concludes this week's episode of Beers with the Brewers.
Tip your bartenders.
Cheers. Nick, what are your thoughts?
I enjoy the beer very much.